Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Uber and Lyft lost their appeal in a California court last night against an order for them to stop classifying their drivers as independent contractors. The ride-sharing companies say they'll have to pull out of California if they're forced to classify their drivers as employees. And meanwhile, voters will have a chance to weigh in on a ballot measure backed by both companies that would let app-based drivers continue to be independent contractors with some benefits. For more, we're joined by Mike Regan, senior editor for Bloomberg News. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Lisa.
Let's dig into this case a little bit further. Why does the state of California say Uber and Lyft have to classify their workers as employees?
So it goes back to a California state law that was passed last year and went into effect at the beginning of this year. And what it does is it basically requires companies to reclassify a variety of freelance independent contractors as employees, you know, whether they be computer programmers or writers or, in this case, drivers for services like Lyft and Uber. And what that means is the companies then, these employees would be covered by labor laws. They'd be eligible in many cases for benefits like health insurance or sick leave and workers' comp. They'd be able to collect unemployment insurance. And the companies obviously fought that in court. A lower court ruled against them, and now this is an appeals court in California, a state appeals court that has upheld that lower court's ruling, saying that, no, these companies are not exempt from this new law.
So this is all depending on how voters answer a ballot measure on November 3rd. Uber and Lyft have spent a lot of money campaigning in support of this measure, Proposition 22. What's at stake here?
Well, for Uber and Lyft, what's at stake is simply the profits they make. Their business models very much are based around the notion that these drivers are freelancers, and that saves them a lot of money on those benefits that we were just talking about. And so much so that, as you point out, they're actually threatening that if this prop is not passed, that they may be forced to leave the state, ironically, the state where both of them were founded, California, or at least cut back service greatly. So, you know, that's what's at stake for the customers, is that, you know, these companies are basically threatening to leave California if this proposition doesn't get passed.
There's at least one survey in which 72% of app-based drivers in California support staying independent. I wonder overall how drivers feel about efforts to reclassify them as employees.
Well, I think both with drivers and really a lot of the workers who are affected by this bill, there's not really a universal agreement that they're for this bill. And I think what those surveys you pointed out, what it highlights is there are two distinct kind of so-called gig workers. For one, the gig job is actually how they make a living. They may be doing 40 or more hours a week for a company, so they may benefit from this law. But for others, in some cases, they may already have another full-time job, or they're a student or a parent raising a family, and they want that flexibility of the gig employment. They don't want to be committed to a full-time job. So there is this dichotomy of opinions between the two type of workers who are affected by it.
Thank you very much, Mike Regan, senior editor for Bloomberg News. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Thank you, Lisa.